Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Support for the Adam Carolla Show comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. With rising interest rates, there's a lot of unpredictability, a lot of anxiety out there. Our friends at Quicken Loans are doing something about that. The power buying process. They'll verify your income, assets, and credit in under 24 hours and give you a verified approval. Then you have the strength of cash buyer, which is important when you're out there in the real world. Once verified, you qualify for the all-new exclusive Rate Shield approval. They'll lock in your rate up to 90 days while you shop. If rates go up, your rate stays the same. But if rates go down, your rate drops. You can't lose, man. Either way, you're going to win. Get started today. Go to rocketmortgage.com/Adam. That's rocketmortgage.com/Adam. Dawson.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. From Corolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, David Koechner and Joe Coy. With Gina Grad on news, Paul Bryant on sound effects, RJ Bell's week one NFL predictions, and a round of made-up movie. And now, this intro feels lazy because Natalia ordered it on Postmates. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. A choice, maybe a mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing. I love reading those tweets where you share the show with a friend or a coworker. Good day, Gina Grad.
Good day to you.
And Paul Bryant.
Whatever.
And comedian of the year, Joe Coy.
Yes.
Meteoric rise through the comedy ranks. Man, it's a nonstop Joe Coy party going on.
All and you're, thanks to this
you're all invited.
Yes.
Good thing we hitched our wagon to your star, Joe.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for everything.
We
That's the first thing
it.
I said when I got the award. First and foremost, I'd like to thank Adam Carolla.
Really?
Wow.
Wow. Well, I wear the Joe Coy hat, even though I tell everyone it's Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
But I still wear it everywhere. People still see it in every photograph I'm in.
God, I love you.
Break the Mold Tour is coming to a town near you, McAllister Auditorium. Auditorium. That's tomorrow night as you listen to this, September 6th. And then North Charleston, South Carolina. Wait a minute. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
North Charleston, South Carolina Performing Arts Center. That's this Friday. And then Durham, North Carolina, Durham Performing Arts Center. And then Savannah, Georgia. Go to Joe Coy. Where should we go to find out all these dates?
JoeCoy.com.
JoeCoy.com. And the Netflix special everyone loves, too.
And this is a weird schedule for you because every time we see an Instagram post or a tweet from Joe Coy, it's, okay, I was supposed to do one show, but there's such high demand, we're adding 14 shows.
I live here now.
So
such high demand,
never,
I actually live here now.
You might never come back from South Carolina.
I know. I can't wait. I love it.
Congratulations. And let's see. Have we done all the Hawaii shows yet?
No, that's November. I'm shooting it again. I'm doing another one. Another Netflix special.
Oh, God. I love it. I love when good things happen to better people. So good on you, Joe Coy.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I want to thank Quicken Loans. Go to rocketmortgage.com/Adam for this half of the show. Dollar Shave Club as well. Mm-hmm. Tell you more about that. DollarShaveClub.com. And Castrol Challenge as well. We always have fun with Joe Coy. We thought Joe Coy, when he plays the P.F. Chang's greeter, is always good. But I live in a a fairly Asian community.
Oh, that's nice.
And it is. And they...
where is this? China?
La Cañada.
Lucky.
There's a lot of dudes that are married to Asian women.
Family oriented.
Yeah.
You can't say oriented, but family
oriented. Yes, that's right. Family oriental. And don't monkey.
It felt implied.
You're monkeying. Yeah, it is. But, you know, some people listen with half an ear. I just want to make sure Brian gets credit for the joke.
Right,
you know, I make jokes a lot. People don't know sometimes. I thought, and there's a fair amount of Asians in the community. And Chris Maxipata, speaking of Asian, thought...
Oh, my God, he is.
Well, my kids, most recently, my daughter didn't make the volleyball team, and my son didn't make the flag football team.
In a town full of Asians.
Yeah.
In a town full of Asians.
All defensive backs.
So...
all safeties and quarterbacks.
They did not make the team, and Max Pata thought it would be funny if we found out that the P.F. Chang's host... actually was the coach of my daughter's volleyball team and possibly my son's football team
that
did not let him and her onto the squad.
That
might be something fun to screw around with. I sent out – I had an interesting conversation. Oh, football season is upon
us. It is.
And I got to go out on Norm Pattis's boat on yesterday and went to Catalina, brought my daughter, brought her friend, blah, 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 fun in the sun and all that good stuff.
Making weekly trips out there, man.
I tell you, it's good. Catalina's awesome. And if you can get there in 30 minutes in a boat that
especially
goes 60
that
miles an hour, great. Always an eclectic group of guests. One guy, ex-NFLer, played for the Browns, offensive lineman, is now working, being an agent for football players. And had an interesting conversation with him about he handles interior linemen.
Okay.
And I said...
Not a glamour position.
No. Okay. And mostly...
The bowels of the industry.
Mostly the center.
Okay.
And I gave him a long-winded soliloquy about...
the smartest guy on the team.
The snap, the shotgun snap, about practicing 25 of those after practice every day, so you don't, they didn't have to... So, quarterbacks that were 6'6" didn't have to get the ball off their feet, you know, when it came in low, and not fluttering it back so that the ends could get a half step closer to the quarterback while the ball was floating in the air. And we sort of got into it for a while. And then I said, you played for the Browns. Remember Orlando Zeus, who played for the Browns?
Okay. Now, sweet name.
His name is Orlando Brown for the Browns, but his nickname was Zeus. Okay. And this guy was made famous. This is a guy who was hit in the eye by the ref's hanky.
Oh,
yeah. And walked over to the ref and like sort of menaced him and pushed him down. He's a hulking, huge man. He said, oh, yeah, played a year with Orlando Brown. I said, what? First off, it's nice getting answers to stories. Like, one of the things that always vexed me was they had eye shields, plexi eye shields.
Yeah.
According to the story is they'd outlawed them, and so he wanted to wear one, but he wasn't able to wear one, and that would have prevented him from getting hit in the eye. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why wouldn't you let guys on the interior line wear an eye shield?
Yeah.
Why is there a rule? Like, what kind of maniac would make a rule against that? Right. And so in
there's
a world.
Only benefit.
Yeah. Whenever there's a lot of like, why? Like, how did this work? How did this come to be? It's sort of how like every catastrophic airline accident comes to be. There's like a little something, nothing that then leads to something that leads to
the
a plane
effect.
Going down and 300 souls lost.
The only thing I can guess, because those things are shaded, right? They're sun shades.
Some are clear.
Right, if some guy goes out cold, gets an injury or whatever, you can't communicate with him? But
long shot.
That's the only thing I can think of.
No. When I give you the answer, you'll go, oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's hear
it. So first things first. I'll backtrack. He's hit and like blinded in one eye by the referee's flag.
Yeah. The flag has a weight at the end of it, too.
Right. So some would go with lead pellets in their
buckshot.
Others would go with like corn or something, you know. Yeah. It needed a weight. Now, they didn't back then. That's like, I use lead weights, I use lead pellets, I use corn, you know.
They didn't regulate it.
Yeah. Now it's all corn or whatever they use, sand or whatever for weight. Also, they used to throw it at the guy. So they kind of knew who they were calling it on versus just throw it on the ground.
Right.
Which is less eyeballs on the ground than there are on adults, usually. So this guy was first off blinded because there's lead shot in the bottom of this thing, which now you can't imagine him being damaged. And they threw it at him. It went right through his face mask, hit him in the eye. damaged his eye. I don't know if he was blinded permanently, but he was damaged.
My God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so he missed three seasons. He had a temporary blindness filled with ball bearings.
Late 90s?
Yeah, probably later.
Dude,
later.
99. Remember this.
Late, well, that's late. Okay, we'll look at the play. You couldn't tell at the time. You were sort of like, what? He threw a flag at him. Why is he? Then it kind of seemed like. It was a tough, weird. It just hit him right in the.
Yep, got him right.
Yes, thread the needle.
Thread the needle, hit him right in the eye. Then he was weird anyway. So then he kind of knocked the guy down. Now
I couldn't see
this guy. First off, this guy was described to me as 6'8", 400 pounds, and like built like a linebacker. Yeah. He wasn't a big tubby dude. He was a massive, massive guy. I mean, it's 6'8" and 400 pounds. The guy I was talking to was 6'5" and played at 330 and said this guy was huge. So he was big. Yeah. He told me, I said, where's the mask? Why no shield in front of the thing? He said, well, there were guys like Jim McMahon. Jim McMahon had an eye problem. Yep. He had sensitive his head, like Roy Orbison's situation. You know, Roy Orbison wore those sunglasses all the time.
Because he was cool.
No, because he needed to wear them.
And.
He had like a weird sensitivity. Okay. To it. And
Jim McMahon, the punky QB with the Bears video.
I'm okay. Familiar with Jim McMahon. How dare you?
Jim McMahon.
We ain't here to cause no trouble. We
wanted to, yes.
The one. Yeah.
He wanted to wear sunglasses, or did too, because he had the same condition, or a condition that made him sensitive to light. So Jim McMahon and other quarterbacks started putting on the like polarized one that was reflective and whatever. Well, the networks didn't like it because you can't see the quarterback. You don't realize how big a part that was. You'd see his eyes, you'd see what he was thinking or whatever. And now you're just looking at his reflective Darth Vader kind of visor, you know? So in the big mistakes, the big mistakes we do as a society, he said, like, I want to wear this. The league said no because the TV guys don't want you. It doesn't look good on TV. And then you did this thing where you go, no eye shields. This is why we're stupid. Yep. This is what makes us insane. Nobody goes, no eye shields for the quarterbacks or no eye shields for skill position players. But who cares about defensive linemen or whatever it is? We have this thing where you go, hey, if you can't do it for them, then you can't do it for anybody, which is dumb.
Yep.
I've had this. We've all had this happen a million times in our lives. We're like, I'd like to do it. I wish we could do it for you, but we'd have to do it for everybody. No, you don't have to do it for everybody. You're allowed to. You're a human being. Mm-hmm. You can make rules. So he did want to wear the shield, but they said no shields.
Well, and that's bad optics. Pardon the pun.
Well,
that's bad. I mean, you're doing something directly that's going to cause injury because somebody doesn't like the way it looks. I mean, that doesn't look good for the league.
But guys have gone without these shields for the whole league. I mean, the entirety of the league has had no shields, and it hasn't been a big problem. And the ball bearings and the thing, like nothing's a problem
until
there's this weird, perfect storm of no shield versus throw the flag at the guy who did the holding or the headbutting or whatever it was, and then ball bearings in the thing. So now the guy's blind in one eye.
Was that the reason they eventually let them back in the league? That must have been the straw that broke the camel's back, right? The turning point, because you think of Calvin Johnson, Megatron, in any day game, Jenny Tomlinson, any day game, they're wearing the visors. But it came after this fact.
So. Did he sue the league?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Big time.
First of all, who's the asshole that was like, hey, we need to throw handkerchiefs. I need a little weight in it. Hey, put some steel ball bearings in it.
Put some bullets in there.
Anyone has ever seen that? Well, anyone has ever seen that juggling act where they do the hanky realizes you got to put some ball bearings in there.
Ball bearings, man.
Because otherwise they just kind of
go rogue.
They just kind of float.
They'll just keep flying to the sky.
They'll never stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need something heavy.
So they did that. And also, if you're going to throw something at a
6'8
black man.
Put some ninja stars at the bottom of it.
Some throwing stars.
Put some ninja stars at the bottom of it. That way it'll stick to the athlete. That way we really know who did it. Let's get some ninjas for some reps.
What would that sound like,
it'll sound like this. Hey, personal foul, asshole. Shut up. It's just a ninja star.
It's in the meaty part of my thigh.
20 yards. 20 yards. Technical foul.
Oh, I'll put down the nunchucks.
No, one more. Don't talk to me, asshole.
No, not a handful of hot sand to the eyes.
Asshole.
Can't see.
Yeah, now you can't see nothing.
This is preseason. What's going on?
You offside.
I'm going to get cut tomorrow by the Turk.
Oh, I'm going to cut you now.
Not another. Oh, the samurai sword has come out.
Have a bad day, asshole.
Who thought it'd be a good idea to hire full-blown ninjas as referees?
Pass interference, asshole.
Jesus Christ, it's been halftime for 10 minutes. What am I doing out here on the field taking this kind of abuse? No, I'm saying that to the Gatorade guy. I'm good. Shake off the kid, you know. All right.
That's
so
how that would go.
That's how that would go. So he gets approximately $75 million from the league.
Good. He deserves it.
Yes.
He deserves it.
And then he comes back and is able to play for 3 years.
Same team?
I think he came back for Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah,
I think. So this guy grows up in the scariest part of D.C., and it's all gang infested.
Okay.
This guy's 6'8". I mean, he's bigger than the Blind Side. Yeah. I mean, he's a mass. You know, he's massive his whole life. There's kind of a difference between husky or chubby or big or thick or whatever than this. Like, he's a giant man.
Yeah.
So obviously,
Looks right.
He's a giant man when he's 15, 16, 17, and he's grown up in these gang infested areas. So they're trying to recruit him as an enforcer. Each different gang wants the hugest guy in the neighborhood. They're talking 401k.
Sure.
They're talking paid maternity leave.
Yeah.
They're throwing all the packages at him. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
gangs have 401k now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they're very
great, man.
They're very sophisticated.
Yeah,
I love when everyone says that. Really? The guy with the tattoo on his forehead is very sophisticated.
Ownership stake.
Pluralizes money all the time is very sophisticated.
Yeah.
Oh, they're very sophisticated.
Very sophisticated.
I always love it when people say that. It's always whether they're talking about gangs or whether they're talking about a breed of bird or something or an ant. They go, they're very sophisticated. Yeah. It's never a compliment. It means you think they're dumb.
Yeah.
They're a little less
dumb. They're not as dumb
as you thought.
Yeah.
But they're still dumb.
Adjust your expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. No one ever says that about smart people. they're sophisticated. Yeah, they always talk about that with the gang. They're very sophisticated.
My CPA is very sophisticated. He has a spreadsheet and
so
email.
They recruit this Zeus to be their enforcer. Each gang wants him to be the enforcer. His mom makes him promise to never join a gang. He's this huge hulking guy. He ends up essentially fighting. The gangs end up saying, look, you don't have to join the gang, but we're going to have like fights, like backyard fights, and we're going to bet on you, and we're going to bring people in to fight you.
Wait,
you've got to fight
them.
Thunderdome.
This is happening before any kind of football
comes into his
life.
So they want to do it like Kimbo Slice style.
Yeah, they want to do the backyard fighting.
Yeah.
And
very sophisticated, by the way.
Very sophisticated.
Yeah, very sophisticated.
Sell tickets.
And
concessions.
Every concession with
very sophisticated.
What we do is we go to Costco, we get a lot of water.
Right.
All right, we buy a bulk water for 24, we get a 24 can.
Right, right,
of water.
Jerome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's what? That's $5.
Right.
For 24, but then we sell it for $1.50 a piece.
Uh-huh.
See what I'm saying?
So
I get $5 back. Times that by 24. What do you got?
36.
$36. Take away the $5. What do you got?
$31.
$31. That's how much I just made on that fucking water. You see what I'm saying?
There's
money to be made.
Right.
This is sophistication.
Right.
Then, you see what I'm saying?
But you spend $800 on a fake chain.
Okay, hold on. I'm not done.
Okay.
You ready? Now we buy pizza because people get hungry at the fights, right?
Right.
All right. So I buy an extra large pizza.
Uh-huh.
$24.95.
Right.
Has approximately what? 25 slices?
At least.
How much do you think I sell it for? A slice.
$3?
$18 a slice.
$18
yes.
a slice?
Do the math.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The luxury box.
Carry the
box.
Yeah, carry the
box.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah,
25.
$4.50?
Roughly. $4.80?
$4.60?
Roughly.
Roughly.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly.
Roughly.
So
right.
Between the water and pizza, how much should I make?
$500?
$500, motherfucker. See what
right.
I'm saying? Sophistication at its best.
Right.
You think it's a backyard fight.
Right.
I see it as a business opportunity.
Right, but you did squander that money leasing RINs for your Caprice.
That's fine.
Priorities. You know what I mean?
There's priorities.
I got it.
Hey, I got to live too, motherfucker.
No, I got it. I got it. You should have rims. You should have rims. All right. So, he then has to do these fights, I guess, in order to kind of survive.
For which side? For who?
I don't. We're on a boat. We're going 60 miles an hour.
This is where you heard the story.
That's right.
He's, never mind.
When you got a 60-mile-an-hour wind,
every syllable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that was good. You're going to do it again one more time.
Was it the blonde or the crepe?
Yeah. And then the guy yells, "We don't have crepes." Right.
We come to find out the actual stories about his after school job working at a children's hospital.
Right. Right.
We don't have crepes.
Well, that's how those conversations right. on a speedboat work.
Was it the blunts or the crepes? We don't have crepes.
Would that's you like a panini?
So he does all this fighting. Then, of course, because he's so massive, he ends up... He sued for $200 million. He settled for between $15 and $25 million. Again, chalk it up to the boat. You know, you blame certain things on Rio.
Yeah. Blame it on the
headwind. Yeah. All right. So.
There are a few drinks involved, too, Adam. I've seen you talk and have a few drinks at the same time.
You weren't driving the boat.
No, that's right. So.
Not yet.
So he then. Gets a settlement, whatever, comes back in the league. He's coached, Belichick is the coach at the Browns.
That's right.
At that time, mm-hmm. he essentially realizes that all this guy does is fight. It's so carved into his DNA to just fight anybody who comes at him that he drafts him and says, "Look, I can't have you fighting with everyone all the time." Essentially, then gets a player. That he says, I'll give you a couple hundred bucks if you can start a fight with him at practice. Like, and that guy's job is to try to start a fight. Goad him into it so he can work through this situation.
Like a movie.
Well, the reason Belichick's the greatest coach possibly of all time.
Yeah, he said, I realize this guy's a physical presence. I also realize he's a liability that he punches everybody. I'm going to get a guy just to... I'll assign a guy to him. He won't know it, but I'll assign a guy to him just to start on him. And that he did. Yep. And he eventually got it worked out. He had some kids. He got his settlement. He played three more years in the league. And then I think he just died on his 40th birthday.
Mm.
Or not birthday, but died at 40 of diabetic complications. Was he 40, Max Spada? It's crazy.
40 years old.
Yeah.
You got to figure out that size isn't built 40. To last, you know.
Yeah. I know. But remember when I had that conversation with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar
still
and it
ticking.
Got super uncomfortable?
Still ticking.
You challenged him on the fact that he was still alive.
What's up with that?
Defy him to die.
It was the worst because I'm like, you know how real tall guys, you don't see a lot of 80-year-old guys that are really tall. And he's like,
no.
I never thought about it. I'm like,
oh my God.
And I'm like, you had to have thought about it. And he's like, never thought about it. And
double
I was like,
down.
Well, you just don't see super tall dudes like that are 80, you know? And he's like, it was kind of weird because talking about his mortality.
Yeah.
So when I spoke to him, he was, 72, So it's like, according to my clock, he had until the end of work,
conversation.
Yeah, the end of the work week to
but
live.
But you also know that he,
on Friday.
You also know he was a black belt in Bruce Lee karate.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Bruce
he's like,
Lee.
You know, he's probably vegan and he probably meditates for a half hour a day and
but
all that stuff.
But he was also taught karate by Bruce fucking Lee.
Who's also
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, he did die. That
was because of feng shui.
I like being taught karate by Bruce Lee. Someone extends your life 30 years. Like,
I thought it did.
Didn't work for Bruce.
Didn't work with Bruce's son either, by the way.
Too soon.
All right, so anyway, this guy, Zeus, it's just a crazy story. If you guys look the guy up, you'll just see him.
They should make that a movie or a documentary.
I was sitting next to this guy, and every story told me about this guy, backyard fighting and, Belichick and getting to the league and get the freakish accident and hitting in the eye. And then his kids. And I think he has a kid who's now in the league.
Wow.
Yeah. Orlando Brown Jr., very big guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, and a lot of this stuff like they were talking about from his childhood isn't well documented either, so.
Well, it makes sense. Did he grow up in the D.C. area mm-hmm. and sort of the wrong side of the tracks blah, blah, blah?
I don't mean to besmirch or speak ill of the dead because I have no idea, but you said he's kind of a hair trigger. Did he have any domestic issues that ever came to light or not that kind of guy?
Well, yeah, but you give him a cultural pass.
Come on.
This is like Indians, eating peyote. You know what I mean? You
got to
give him a pass. You know, it's a kind of an Ike Turner, kind of grandfathered him in.
I'm write this down.
You understand?
Just write down cultural pass.
Set in his way.
For sure.
It's a different time.
Okay.
What? Wait, how'd you say that?
I don't.
You gave a little flavor there at the end. Different time.
Different time, girl. Come on now. I never heard of any, although
it's good.
Let's put it this way. There's certain people where you'd be surprised
if they had
this under their, well, it's a two-way street.
Okay.
Like, Alan Dershowitz accused of, you'd be surprised, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
This, I might be a little surprised the other direction.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Any charges, Max Zapata? Any situations?
Not that I'm seeing.
Well,
good.
Thank you for besmirching then, Gina Grad, because until now we've gone 24 and a half minutes with no besmirchment.
Reset the clock.
What'd you find? What did you unearth?
Let's see. After retiring from football, he became the owner of a Fatburger, and then I'm reading this out loud.
That's fine. So far, so good.
And then in September 2009, Brown was arrested and charged with third-degree burglary and destruction of property, but the charges were later dropped.
That's not even what I was...
No, but hold on a second. This is basically what we have out here with the Amber Alerts, which is you think it's kidnapping. It's basically the Mexican guy who's lost custody of his daughter who says,
kid.
I'm going to keep her for an extra 2 days this weekend.
Yeah.
That's what the kidnapping is. It's not kidnapping. It's the biological dad who's lost the daughter in the custody, whatever, keeping her for an extra 48, right?
Yeah. Sure.
All right, that's that. Now, when rich guys... Mm. Break and enter and steal things.
It's their old house. They're not allowed into anymore.
They're going back
into their house, and she changed the locks.
There's something.
Yeah, I mean.
This isn't. I need a new stereo.
I need my stereo, which is right there.
There's a house without bars on it. Yeah, that guy can climb
through a window.
He couldn't fit through a sliding glass door. So
come on.
When you hear about this, that's going back home to reclaim what's rightfully his.
Exactly.
I'm guessing.
Broke into his ex-wife's house. Storm door and tearing down curtains.
Tell us not to profile. Tell us not to profile.
Listen to this podcast, everyone. Listen.
Why? Why? It's so much easier to get to the answer without asking the question. He broke into the old wife's house.
Yeah.
Which is his old house, right?
Which is his house.
He's living in the back of a Fatburger outside of Baltimore. He just went back in to get his Teddy Pendergrass CD. And now this, right?
Now he's brought up on charges.
Right. Now, so what was the whole story? Did you figure it out?
Not a lot documented, but just, charges were dropped. But, accused of breaking his ex-wife's house, breaking a storm door, tearing down curtains while she was on vacation.
Oh, hey, honey, have you seen a $25 million check lying around here? It might have been from the NFL or Paul Tagliabue something like that.
No, the giant foam core one? No, not that one.
No.
The one my lawyer gave me on the easel? That was awesome. But that was just for photo ops. I'm actually with the actual check.
This one I can deposit.
This can fit into an ATM very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Also defecated in the basement toilet and ransacked your closet.
Well, who hasn't?
Hold on. Oh, come on. He had
who
to go to the bathroom. There's
hasn't.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Joe, like you said, how has there not been a movie made about this?
Yeah.
By the way.
That's how they ended.
Hold on.
By the way, Joe, I'm going to take a shit in my house.
Joe, we rarely ask you to do this, but could you play the role of a toilet that saw a retired 400-pound, 6'8 guy named Zeus, who is now running a Fatburger franchise and is probably put on a couple of pounds, head in your direction.
Suffering from diabetes.
Walking with purpose toward you.
No,
looking angry with a curtain. Wearing a curtain like a superhero wears a cape.
No, you're not even allowed in this house.
Where's that toilet again?
No, sir, just shit on the floor.
Damn, where was the light?
No.
Oh, muscle memory.
Where are you?
I can already smell the onions.
I'm coming your way.
No, just shit on the bed, sir.
And a double king cheese
please,
with an egg.
I can't hold you up.
Yeah.
We're not designed for this.
Mm. Made a shake I call a suicide. Jeez. That's where I take vanilla,
no,
chocolate, and strawberry, equal parts, and put them all into a Viking helmet.
I see.
And just drink it right out of straight from the helmet.
I smell relish. I smell relish. I smell pickles. Right. I smell onions.
I wear a belt. I wear a dispenser belt. I got relish. I got mustard.
Can you just shit
I got Dijonnais. And I got Thousand Island.
Sir,
relish ketchup.
Sir, please just shit.
Right, let me
shit
take a load
tub.
Off.
Shit in the tub.
Let me take a 400-plus pound load off.
Just shit in the tub.
Tub's not
just
big
shit
enough.
Shit in the tub.
No.
Shit in the jacuzzi.
They'll know I'm a seer.
She's fucking another guy in the jacuzzi that you bought.
You kidding me?
I swear to God.
She's out there in the jacuzzi.
The guy that cleans the pool. Remember that guy? Remember that asshole?
Yeah.
She's fucking him in the jacuzzi that you bought.
All right, when I'm done taking a shit.
No. That's supposed to motivate you to go shit in that jacuzzi, please.
Let me look on my list of things to do.
No.
Break into old house, tear down curtain, shit in basement toilet, rush jacuzzi, beat suitor.
No. Please, can you laugh? That last one, take off the list.
Mm.
The one where you said shit.
Break in a, get caught up in curtain.
No. The
throw
one that
punches
says,
in the air.
No. The
ignore
basement.
Signs of early onset diabetes.
No. The other one. The basement toilet. You see that one? It's right there at the bottom, towards the end, second to the last.
I got menace umpire.
No.
Yell at line judge.
No.
Pick fight with tackle the Belichick paid off. Where are we?
You see the toilet? You see anything that says toilet?
Oh, yeah, right here. Yeah, top of the list. Take a dump. Here we go. Done and done. Bombs away.
I'm delivering for a Mr. Zeus.
Yeah, thank you, Grubhub.
Where do you want this pallet of toilet paper?
Oh, yeah, you guys are doing toilet paper now?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Oh, yeah, makes sense, right?
I mean, it's, you know, it's a full service operation.
All right. Doing Taco Bell and Grubhub. And toilet paper. All right, hold on.
Anyway, I have a gross of tacos here.
I think they called a ream.
Do you have a garage door that opens up? Or?
I'll just go ahead and go
what
through.
What does that sound?
I blew out the sliding glass door next to the pool house. Hold on. Don't listen to anything my toilet has to say. He's a liar. Hey! You want to find out again what Brown can do for you? I'm this close to shutting the lid. All right. Now, where were we? Thank you. Joe Coy is a part of the toilet.
I can see why you're the number one comic.
Oh, thank you, man. That's my shit joke.
The part where
my shit chunk.
The part where you defecate and leave it in there, I don't feel like needs to make it to the police report.
Nah, they didn't have to say anything.
I feel like.
No shaming.
You had me a breaking entry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys did a DNA test. Like, we don't know if somebody else came in here, literally.
Since the door was open.
Okay. They forgot the flush. Or maybe the ball cock valve was on the fritz.
Some neighbor kid who's like a 20-pound shit.
Yeah. I'm saying, leave that out of the story.
Yeah.
Police report.
That's not how he should be remembered.
But he broke back into his old house.
His old house.
Okay. But she was on vacation. So, Gina, you owe him an apology.
I apologize. You're clearly an upstanding man.
Did he take things? Well, we know we took one thing. But.
Yeah, doesn't say he took anything, just destruction of property valued at less than $500.
Oh, it's like a CD changer. He took a CD changer back.
Where was the... Is Fatburger now a national chain? It used to be out here.
It is. I mean, it's on the East Coast now, too, I guess.
And the brothers love Fatburger.
Fatburger is really good.
You can get bacon and eggs on your burger.
Yeah, you can have bacon and eggs.
In-N-Out is really good, too, yes? But the brothers love.
Magic Johnson owns a Fatburger.
Oh, well, I stand for that. Oh, I'm 1,000% correct. No, there used to be one on La Cienega.
Yeah, that's his.
That's there.
No, that's
no.
His.
There was a freestanding one on the corner, where it split off or whatever, and you'd go there, and they didn't have the. Let me tell you about the difference between the Jews and the brothers.
Please
in a
do.
Second.
Finally,
if anybody knows the difference, Adam.
I'll shed some light on that. First, I'll tell you about Dollar Shave Club. No matter what you do in the bathroom. Get ready for Dollar Shave Club. They got everything you need to feel and smell your best. Amazing shower stuff, hairstyling products, toothpaste, toothbrushes. I have some of that right in front of me. Peppermint Kick. I'm already in. I don't like all the stuff that's bubblegum flavor and whatnot. I use the razors. I use the cartridges. It's really about never running out.
Yep.
It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
You can go to the store and wait in line and get good stuff too, but this is about never running out of inexpensive item. So just go and get yourself signed up for Dollar Shave Club. Toothpaste, whatever you got. It's all the stuff you need. It's all the stuff you use, and you'll never run out of it. And right now, they got an amazing deal for you. They got one of their starter sets, and I recommend those. You have all the daily essentials. You have that starter set. You can't go wrong with any of them. And go to dollarshaveclub.com and get started. Right, Dawson?
Head over to dollarshaveclub.com/Adam to pick up your own DSC starter set for just $5 after your starter set. Products ship at regular price, and make sure you check out their new video, too. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Adam. dollarshaveclub.com/Adam.
Did anyone else get major thick throat when Joe did the toilet clog? I had to take my headphones off.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
That was tough. Okay, sorry.
The difference between the fat burger... Mm-hmm. They used to have one on a corner in La Cienega. There may have been a shooting there at some point. It just sort of sat where the La Cienega split off one way and like San Vicente split off the other way or whatever. There was this merge.
It's in that shopping center now, right there.
I don't know. There's a center there now?
Yeah, it's weird. There's a little shopping strip mall.
Yeah, the original one was on Western and La Cienega.
That was the original. Yeah.
La Cienega, San Vicente.
San Vicente. All right. So anyway, where they split. Okay. Anyway, it was just freestanding. It was a free for all. And you'd go there after you're drunk at 12:30 at night on a Saturday night after you saw a movie in Westwood. They had one in Westwood and blah, blah, blah. Difference between Jews and black folk. You go into the Jewish deli or bakery, you pull a ticket.
Yeah.
And it's pretty concise because the guy just goes, or precise, the guy goes, anyone under 32 and no one sounds off. All right, 33. Yeah. And you just move forward. Or at some point, someone will go, I have 31. And you go, oh, okay. And then you go to that guy. Yeah. And the guy who had 33 can wait till we're done with that guy in 32. This place was a fucking free for all.
Yeah.
It's just a line of people, five thick, all around the counter. And you just have to shout stuff out. And they would point at you. Mm-hmm. And if you were a little shorter and a little wider, you might be there for days. You were standing next to the guy from Animal House who wanted to dance with their dates pulled the table off. Yes. You're standing between those two guys, and they'd just be yelling stuff out, and you'd just be going, excuse me, pardon me. And it's like nothing. It was nothing. It was a total free-for-all, and you could be standing there for 45 minutes, and that dude could just come walking, or Too Tall Jones could just come walking in at 45 minutes. Zeus would just yell out double king cheese, and that guy'd point at him and crack an egg.
Wow.
Boom. Yep. That's how it worked.
It's some of the differences
between the cultures. Let's say the ticket.
Yeah.
The ticket pool. You think about the ticket pool. The thing about this place is it did require a ticket. It was always packed and it was always, five thick all the way around this thing. But that's not how they rolled. I think their thing was who wants it more?
Yeah.
Who looks a little more familiar?
Mm.
Not surprising there was a shooting there, because at some point some Irish dude was there for like 4 days and we got a burger. Eventually got a gun out.
Oh, no, it was just survival. He was trying to hunt for his food.
Probably ordered the gun mail order and waited 3 days for it to show up. Another 15 to clear a background check.
Right, exactly.
Then eventually
the Brady bill went through.
Then he started shooting on day 18. Yes, was there a shooting at that one?
92, a 31-year-old customer was shot in the head and stripped of his gold jewelry as he waited for his order.
Wait, this is the Jewish deli, right?
Yeah.
We should never stop profiling everybody, ever.
If today's show has taught us anything.
You are the sucker. All right. In the world of profiling, real quick, we look at it as catering sometimes. Once again, on the boat with the dude who runs the Staples Center, talking to me about the Korean Korean boy band who's sold the place out for 4 days, 4 nights in a row.
Yes.
Could have done another 4 nights. Literally could have sold
the Staples. K-pop is huge.
Could have sold out another 4 nights, but it decided to move on to a stadium. Mm. That's how big this band I've never heard of is.
Can I tell you something real quick? I'm going to interrupt you.
Yes.
K-pop is so huge, the people that follow K-pop don't even speak Korean.
Really?
They have just people that...
Just diehards.
They're in love with whatever K-pop possesses. Mm-hmm. The look, the
I don't
want
to be offensive, but I did understand where one of my boatmates was coming from when he was explaining that the guys all... generally looked the same, but had to be assigned Sporty Spice and the Bad One and the Crooner and the Heartthrob and the whatever.
Yeah, it's like a throwback to 90s boy bands. That's what they look like. And they all have like the same haircut, like the long hair. You remember like the hair that they used to wear back in the 90s? It was like one length.
Oh, yeah.
And they that's what they all kind of look like.
But I'm kind of saying like blonde. Joey Fatone and Lance Bass don't look the same. You know what I mean? Like you can go, or one of the, with Wahlberg, you know, you go, okay, that's the tough boy. And then this guy is the pretty boy.
Yeah.
What's his name? Joey McIntyre. Right. That's easy.
Justin.
Tell me about the Koreans.
The Koreans all look like one
right,
guy.
So then what do we do? Just spin up wheel and see which one lands on Bad Boy and which one lands on Heartthrob?
Yeah, how are they distinguished? One has a ball cap. One has a Precious Moments face.
One has blonde hair. Show me a picture of these guys.
Yeah, we're pulling it up right now.
We'll see what they look like.
What are they called?
BTS?
Do you know?
This is called BTS.
Right.
No idea. BTS.
No idea.
Known as the Bangtan Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Those guys kill.
I am asking this truthfully. I swear to God.
I already know what you're going to say. The one with the leopard jacket, is that a female?
I was going to say, are they all female? Oh. Are these men? Are these males?
That's not nearly as offensive as, is this the same person with different colored hair that's been Photoshopped 8 times? Or are these 7 different?
Is this a green screen Photoshop?
they are just so pretty.
If someone said this is Sacha Baron Cohen, I'd believe them. Yeah. Just playing slightly different Koreans, although he has a little more range.
They are a boy band, Gina.
They're boys.
They're a boy band.
Wow.
Their name means Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
And then the drum beat's going to kick in a second, right?
Not willing.
So,
I think the formula is pretty well established.
He said,
I got Chris. I got one. I got a song. They sound like R&B singers.
Yeah,
they gotta rap. Well, play this one. Chris, play this one. His name is Crush. And the name of the song is called Hug Me. I swear to God, listen to it.
Do they sing in English?
Hold on, Joe Coy.
The song is called
At first, listen.
Hey, everybody. You like
Bung Lu, you should join Triple K.
You like Korean? You like black music? Mm. Then you'll love this song right here. Ladies, get your panties wet.
You like that, Casey and JoJo.
I was gonna say Tinny Pop has finally reached.
Hey, okay, shut up, Paul Brand. Yeah. Gotta chop. Gotta China. Gotta chop.
Hold on. Let's audition Bung Lu. Bung Lu. Hey, Bung.
Yes.
Listen, the reason we brought you back after me swearing to everyone who worked in the building never to bring you back ever again under any circumstance is because I had no idea that we would run into this.
I'm also a K-pop singer, asshole.
We had initially brought you in to be one of the floaters, an all-black 70s R&B band.
But now?
That did not go as planned.
Uh-huh.
But now there's this huge band called K-pop.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not band, asshole. That's the genre of music.
Oh, K-pop. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
K-pop
not down
is a genre.
It. All I know is I just got a frantic call from the guy who books the Staples Center.
What's his name?
His first name is Lee. There's a couple different ways to spell it.
Okay.
So, he says that when I had a fifth night, the problem is the Korean band, who are these guys? The
Crush.
K-pop? Crush, sorry. Yeah. Crush.
Good band, by the way. You hear that song?
Yeah. Not,
hug me?
Yeah. No, I won't.
You want to hear?
Well, you're going to hug me after I tell you my offer.
I can't wait.
All right. Anyway, the lead singer from Crush is unable to make...
Oh, Chung Lo Pauk.
Chung Lo Pauk is
unable... No, Chung Lo Pauk.
Chung Lo Pauk.
No, Chung.
No.
Chung.
Wait, did you say no, Chung Lo Pauk?
No, is a word, American word.
Hold on. Chung
No. So, no, what you say is no.
All right.
Name is Chung.
Chung No?
No. Chung?
No, you're saying no.
No, Chung, because you say wrong, asshole. Pay attention. Chung.
Chung.
Lo.
Lo.
Pop.
No, Chung Lo Pop.
What the fuck, asshole?
Okay, so anyway.
Uh-huh.
Chung Lo Pop is unable to make the fifth show.
Okay.
It was sold out in a matter of seconds.
Of course.
we need to add to Crush.
I'm right here.
And whereas you weren't a great fit for the floaters.
I don't even know the words, but I'm pretty sure I can pull it off.
Bunglu, I feel like you're uniquely qualified.
I think I can do, asshole.
Yeah, you can just say, I think I can do it.
I think I can do.
Yeah.
Asshole you.
Let me explain something about a culture we have in this country.
Okay.
We like to call guys to get who get us jobs chief.
Oh, yeah.
Or champ.
Boss.
Or boss.
Oh, nice.
But rarely asshole.
In our country, we like to call those people asshole.
Right.
Fuckface.
Understood. There's a cultural divide here, but we're not in your different. We're not in your country, Bungalow.
No, not at all.
Right. So, chief will be fine for now.
All right. Sorry, chief.
Okay. There you go. Now, we're going to go through a couple of the Crush songs.
Okay.
Oh. Again, we're going to need you to share. That's your warm up.
La do do da do do da.
We'll put a little more treble in there for you.
Hello da do da do da.
Okay. When you feel like you're...
Oh, asshole.
Okay.
Asshole one.
Yeah.
Asshole two.
Uh-huh.
Asshole you.
A lot of people just go with the, rain on the plane.
Yeah, yeah.
And Spain stays mainly on the plane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
I came up with a good name for you.
Mm.
Chief.
Mm.
Asshole.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, that,
so, like, if you were in charge of soldiers or anything like that,
I understand.
You would be chief asshole.
I understand why you came up with that, but that makes me sound like the leader of the asshole.
Yes.
The head of all assholes.
Oh, my God. Boy, did you hit that on the nail, asshole.
Again, I'm not from Korea, but I can tell you that chief asshole is worse than just asshole. Right?
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say to you.
So, Bunglu, what we do in the band Crush is all the kids dye their hair a different color.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like a hot yellow or a mustard.
We have a hot yellow and we have a mustard as well.
Like a red.
We have a red.
Burgundy.
I got to check and see if we can do burgundy. Maybe too close to the red.
How about real black? Like a real black.
Well, that's like just kind of natural. But what we're going to do
is blacker than that.
We'll send you a text.
Okay.
We'll pick a color out.
I like that.
We'll send Susie over. She'll take care of you. She does all the guy's hair.
Oh, yeah, like a Susie.
All right. So if we could just kind of go over some of the songs.
Yeah.
Let's
play from the top. I'll take it from here. Just pretend I'm walking on to the stage. Mm-hmm. Staple setup. Mm-hmm. Crowd go
sold
crazy.
Out. Right.
Sold out.
Right.
I come through the center.
Mm-hmm.
I come through the center of the screen.
Yeah.
I'll be the lead. Guys will be behind me.
Well, no, Bungalow.
And then I come out in the lead. Let's play. Go ahead, Chris.
All right.
Play
well, let's
the
just
start.
Hear
this
the song.
Walking out.
Let's hear the song.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about Chong Lao Pao. He cannot make today.
No, but... Okay.
But I'm here to fill in.
Yeah.
So everyone get your panty real wet. Here we go. I don't know the word. Can you feel that, ladies? Gina looking at me all so way.
It's hot.
It's hot. I don't know words, Adam. I just make up.
It's all right. They're screaming.
Wow, it's crazy. Break it down. It's all on the China. I know not Gina. No, no, so. It's all on the China. One, two, one, two, three, four. Everyone, go. Hug, hug, hug me.
Bung, we can't have the profanity.
Oh, shit, I can already see the T-shirt.
The T-shirt, yeah. Okay, couple of things.
It's a T-shirt of me hugging somebody.
First off, that went 1,000 times better than the whole floaters audition thing ever did.
Thank you so much.
Number one. Number two.
Holy shit, I don't even know the word.
Yeah, no, it was amazing what you did. I don't know me either, but you yelling, hug the fucking, you got the profanity.
Yeah.
You can't bring the profanity. We have 12 and 13-year-old girls out there, you understand?
Shit. Hug, you know?
Yeah.
Right, Gina? You know?
No, I thought it was really excellent. A couple of notes, though.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, go ahead. You were saying?
Well, when you come out, don't say that the lead of the band is not there and that you're
taking
his place. No, do that.
I'll
do that.
Him.
No. What we're going
to
do.
Whatever gets me to the front of Crush.
Yeah.
I will do.
We're going to go ahead and just put your hair color the same color his was. We're going to put you in the same outfit he was.
Okay.
And
then I have some people that I make sure that he will never come around.
It's kind of hard to tell you guys apart. Oh. I mean, maybe it's these 54-year-old blue eyes, but I really got no idea one from another. And once we get the hair the same color and we lock you into the suit, I don't think anyone's going to know.
Wow, that's very racist when you say asshole.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
What's the deal? Am I going to get the...
You're in the band.
I'm in the band?
You're in the band.
Fuck yeah, asshole.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Chief asshole.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Sorry about that.
The great Bill Belichick, he assigned a defensive lineman to go after Brown and try to agitate him to goat him into a fight.
Yeah.
I'm going to hire a racist to follow you on tour to try to get you to drop F-bombs until we flush it out of your system.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief.
Thank you.
Hey, Chief.
Huh?
Asshole.
Thank you, Bunglo. All right, let me tell you about Castrol Edge. Who knew we were going to end up there? Castrol Edge, you can tweet us your question at hashtag Castrol Challenge with your questions. And it's brought to you by Castrol Edge, formulated with fluid titanium technology. Reduces friction, maximizes engine performance. Three times, fool! Stronger against viscosity breakdown, leading full synthetics, Castrol Edge. We got a question, Max Pata?
Yoey559 on Instagram wants to know, Adam, in your opinion, are the three gas grades all the same? Is it worth paying extra for the premium hashtag Castrol Challenge?
No, I said it once. I'll say it again. You just put in the car what your manufacturer wants. And if they want the high test, as they used to say, then you put it in. But if it doesn't, it's not. I think people look at it as food. We're like, oh, I could step up to the organic and the free range and the locally grown.
It's only
gonna
be
better.
Just
be a little bit better. Even though 91 may be better than 87, if your car does not need more than 87, then you would just be throwing money away by going with the 91. And also with the brands as well. Just go to whatever's closest and whatever's cheapest.
Guess what I put money down on?
Hmm.
The Roadster.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Tesla Roadster.
Oh, the Tesla, the new one.
Yeah, I got it.
The one that was on Jay Leno's garage?
Damn. Oh, got it. Walked in and just said, here you go.
They say 0-60 in like 1.9 or something.
Yeah.
Like that's super hyper crazy car. You know, getting into the threes is unthinkable. Getting into the twos is unimaginable.
Yeah.
Quick.
And now here we are.
But when I saw this car highlighted on Jay Leno's garage, they set a top speed of 250 miles an hour, which seemed unbelievable. The 0-60 part seemed believable. The top speed seemed insane.
That's crazy, right?
Yes.
I got it.
When's it coming?
In a year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't. I had to get it.
Yeah.
I had to.
Listen, you work your ass off.
Yeah.
You deserve good things.
Yeah. I've been driving a family car this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not exactly the Queen family truckster out there.
Right. All right. RJ Bell is on line two. He's going to get us caught up with some picks this week. RJ?
You know, Adam, speaking of the family truckster, are you a vacation fan, the original?
I like a lot of the jokes in it. I don't. It's in a weird way. It's like Caddyshack to me. Lots of bits and pieces of funny moments and jokes. But give me Animal House or the Blues Brothers over those two movies any day of the week. Yes.
You know, we're about the same age. You're a little bit older, but I wonder: do any of those classics from the late '70s, early '80s comedies hold up? You think fully relative, let's say, to Wedding Crashers? Or old school, let's say, the more modern gray comedies?
Well, the pace is a little bit slower because they just don't come at you with the metronome setting that they do now. But I'll tell you, if you watch Animal House or the Blues Brothers, or there's some other, you know, Woody Allen stuff. And if you want to go to Brooks stuff, like you go to Lost in America or Defending Your Life, I think those things hold up really nicely.
Yeah, you know, maybe I just feel disenchanted when I watch Animal House now. It's like half of it makes me cringe. And I love half, and half is like, man, if I was, if that came out today, I'd be like scoffing a little bit. Like, what are you kids watching?
There's a scene in Vacation, the first one, where I'm like, that would never happen. When he pulls off the wrong side of the road in, I think, Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they take all his rims.
He strip his car while he's in it.
Yeah. And the guy giving directions. Yep. Oh, that's the worst.
The best joke in Animal House is when they're at the, you know, they're at the roadside bar, and he goes, what's your major? And she goes, what? Like, they have to go deeper. What's your major? And she goes, primitive cultures. And they cut to Otis Day in the Night, when he's covered with sweat and has like a do-rag on. He goes, shoppa, ooh, la, la. Like, I mean, it is.
It's a smash cut.
It's an insane joke. That's a great joke, by the way, but they
wouldn't make the cut.
Yeah, might not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jeez, between the boy bands selling out and the rich Asians dominating over at the...
in the box office.
Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. Joe Coy. It's and what you're doing with stand-up?
It's your time to shine.
Man.
Done. Just, thank you for wearing the hat, you guys.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to get in trouble join the army. With my new masters. Because they're taking over the universe. Yeah. RJ.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think we have an intro for you, right?
America, apple pie, football, gambling. The drought is over, and we got Vegas insider RJ Bell. This is RJ's Parlay.
All right, RJ, give us a couple of good picks for the upcoming weekend.
All right, undefeated on the season so far.
What?
Yeah, undefeated.
Wow. That's amazing.
We're going to start with the Chicago Bears. They're playing at Green Bay. We're going with the Bears plus 7.5. Remember, we get that extra half point. This is one factor only in this game, and it's Chicago has a new coach. He was the offensive coordinator for Kansas City. His name's Nagy. He's kind of like the Rams coach, where a very young, very intelligent, kind of innovative thinker like McVay with the Rams. And the rumor is he went very vanilla in the preseason. What does that mean? He didn't show a lot of his schemes. And mm-hmm. I think week one, that's going to be a huge advantage because they'll do a few things that the Green Bay Packers aren't expecting. And that kind of adds, you only get one time, but boy, it's powerful when you get it. So I'm taking the Bears plus 7.5 in that game. Last thing, you guys know, Mac from the Raiders got traded to the Bears. Won't mean much in week one, but the energy level of the team, the sense that we can really win this year, I think that also helps the Bears.
Yeah, the linebacker got, defensive player of the year or whatever up there. Last year.
Khalil Mack, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we got the Bears, and we'll take the 7.5.
And pick number two, Bengals, Cincy Bengals playing at the Colts, plus 3 on the Bengals, taking the dog. And you're thinking, wait a minute, Andrew Luck is back, one of the biggest names in football. He's been injured pretty much for 2 seasons. Well, what can we expect from Andrew Luck? He played a good bit in the preseason. So you're thinking, okay, RJ, he's fine, right? He threw like 2 passes over 15 yards the entire preseason. Every other pass was less than 15 yards. So to me, if you haven't played for 2 years and you have the ability to throw downfield, you're going to get your reps in. You're not going to hide it. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a sign that Luck's arm is less than 100%. And this is one of those games, Adam, that if Luck is 100%, I think Bengals plus 3 is fair. If he's not 100%, I think Bengals plus 3 is a great bet. So this is one of those, half the time we're going to be a coin flip, half the time we're going to be 60%. Well, you do the math, it adds up to the 55 that we shoot for every year.
I would have no idea about these two teams in this game. This would be one of the games I'd probably not go near because I have no idea.
Colts are a totally different team than they were last year, last 2 years, frankly.
How were the Bengals last year? What did they do last year?
Who are we talking about?
Bengals.
Oh, not good at all. So Bengals last year had 7 wins.
Mm, okay.
And Colts had Colts had less, but they didn't have luck. And let me ask you one quick question. Is how many years am I going to have to win with you before, because I pick it, that's why you're playing the Bengals?
It's a good point. Well, look, you know, the bets, the way to sort of make money is to pick the teams you wouldn't pick or the games you wouldn't pick. Or, you know, when last big bet I made was Floyd Mayweather Jr. to beat Conor McGregor. The boring bets, because you bet $10,000 and you get back $3,000 or whatever it is. But it's, or maybe you get back $2,300 or whatever the price, whatever it was.
I put $4,000 on that fight.
You did?
Yeah. I think I won like $300.
Yeah. I got some decent odds like early on or at the end. I can't recall. But either way, you want to make money. You make $2,500 for free that way. Just have to chant. You have to do the boring way, not the fun way where you bet $10, you make $1,000 because that doesn't come in. All right, sorry, RJ. Yes.
Can I ask you, RJ, I'm going to put you on the spot about some futures bets, but if people hear this, this is their last chance to make a bet on the season. Super Bowl, MVP, rookie, whatever it is. RJ, do you have any futures bets that you love? Because this is the last chance to do it before the season actually starts.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of high on the Rams, but I'm flipped on, I'm on the other side with the Chargers. This is a team that there's just a narrative that they were unlucky last year because they lost a couple of close games and early in the year because of a field goal kicker that was a cheap guy. They kind of chose the less expensive kicker. And then when he missed a couple of field goals, it was like, oh my, see, the cheapness is why they lost. And they did lose those games because of that. But really, there's four factors that drive luck: turnovers, injuries, close game wins, strength of schedule. And I have a little spreadsheet. I lay all of those out and rank them 1 to 32 in each. Chargers were tied for the ninth luckiest team in the league. So the sense is they were unlucky, but in truth they were sort of lucky. I think they're overrated. And last year, you know, Adam mentioned how many games did Cincy win. Well, Chargers won 9 games last year, but now they're projected to win 9.5. There's no reason they're any better. It's just that false narrative. So I actually like under Chargers, under 9.5 wins.
I don't have a spreadsheet, but if you go regular season over the last decade, how many games have the Chargers lost that they should have won versus the New England Patriots?
Oh,
well, you know what's funny? I just
that's what the good franchises do. They just don't lose those games they should win.
Mm-hmm. I just did analysis over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 years looking at the accumulated number of wins or losses by one score, because that's in theory a game that just one play could have dictated.
Mm-hmm.
And you hit it. Patriots, best team in the NFL over pretty much any of those periods, but especially the accumulated 6 years. Best team in close games. Not even close.
Yeah.
The second worst team in close games, the Chargers. By the way, guess who was the worst team?
Around
the Jets. The obvious is the Browns.
Cleveland Browns, as you would expect.
They're competitive in those games, but they lose every time.
That's the whole thing about those franchises. They lose not because they get blown out every week. They lose at the very end. They like find ways to lose, and the Patriots find ways to win. Yep. All right, let's go with one more, RJ.
Okay, one more. You got any teams you're interested in, Adam? And I'll give you a take on that.
Well, let's say my Rams.
Okay. Here's the thing about the Rams. They were quite lucky. In fact, in this luck ranking of mine, they were number 4. They were the least injured team in the league. They were the 10th most lucky on turnovers, 11th most lucky on close games, 12th on strength of schedule. So above average in everything. But here's why I'm optimistic about them. They've added more talented players for an 11 or more win team, right? So let's say 11 wins is a mighty good season. 11 or more, if you look at the aggregate amount of talent they've added, the Rams, it's the most since the 49ers in like 1994. Remember they added Dion and a couple of other guys?
Sure.
So to me, if I was trying to get at the Rams with some exposure, as we say in Vegas, I wouldn't bet the win total. because I think there's a chance his team could really have a bad season because there's so many combustible personalities. We talked about it a little last week. Peters, Tlaib came over from the AFC. But I think if they come together, like on Major League, good comedy, they actually could win this thing.
Yeah.
So I think the upside of the Rams is as high as anyone in the league, but I think they have more downside than most good teams because of the locker room.
All right. So what are they with the Raiders coming up this week or on Monday night?
They're on the road in that game, and I think it's about 4.5 right now. I haven't gotten an update. It's over a field goal.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think?
You know, to me, if I had to play that game, I think I'd play the Raiders, and it's just because of the emotion. I mean, whatever you want to say about Gruden, he's branded himself amazingly well as a football guru. And if you're a Raiders franchise that hasn't had much to be excited about for a long time, it's like, here's a reason to be excited. So at home in game one, even though they're coming to Vegas, you know, before too long, I think there's going to be a lot of positive energy. And so I would lean Raiders, but it's not one of the games I'll be betting. By the way, the line is 4 right now. Rams favored by 4 in Oakland.
All right, RJ. By the way, RJ's website, pregame.com, and you can check out the podcast, Dream Preview. Thank you, RJ. We're just running a little bit late, Brian. Yeah.
RJ Bell, gambler. RJ's parlay.
So you can go online. You can pick like 3 games. He'll pick 3 games.
I don't know the contest, but I'll look into it. We'll do it. I do not expect to win, but this is one of those things where, well, it's like, you know, it's kind of like maybe with, I can't speak for you, but I'm imagining it's like you're racing. It's like you're measuring yourself against really good racers. You know, I don't expect to beat them, but if I can see how I do against a guy who's a professional, literally, then maybe see if I'm up to the challenge.
Well, again, the pros, yes, in your analogy, except for these guys, sometimes they're just driving cars that are faster than yours, so in that case you can't beat them if the equipment's different. You guys got the same equipment,
he does the research and all the stats.
That's true.
I think odds makers
you gotta do better than 55% or so. You can do that.
I think odds makers are aliens. Sorry, I lived in Vegas and I was addicted to parlay tickets, and they have the super teaser, the mega teaser, whatever.
It's crazy how close
and it's just
it.
Like bullshit, man. Bullshit.
It's wizardry.
You get the super teaser where it just looks like you are going to win. Like they'll give a team that regular odds, it's like guaranteed they're going to lose, and then they'll give you 22 points.
Yeah, they give it. It's like
they'll give you 22 points, and then you're like, oh well, they're gonna win, and then they lose by 23, and you're like, what the fuck?
They do this. This is how the teaser works, and why it does. Okay, here's what has to happen: the Rams are going to the Raiders, and all they have to do is keep it within 72 points. Just lose.
Oh, that's
they can
easy.
Lose,
that
sounds, but they just can't lose by more than 72 points.
Has that ever happened in the
history of the NFL? No, it's never happened. It's never happened in either franchise history.
I'd be stupid not to put everything I have on.
Then the New England Patriots are going to play the Burbank Vikings. They are a top Warner football team.
Oh, they suck.
Coming to Burbank.
The Burbank like Vikings.
They're playing at John Muir Middle
like
School.
A brutal mismatch.
How many points?
They have
Someone
to.
Someone can get hurt.
The over-under on that game is 3.
Yeah.
So if the Patriots score 4 points.
They win?
They win.
So the Patriots.
Now, 2 safeties and they win.
Let me just check here. Okay. Oh, they're not even playing the Bantams. They're playing the Mighty Mites. That's a lower division.
They suck.
Now, you can either be 10, 11, or 12, but if you're 12, you can't be over 110 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The Patriots should just run right over him.
He's starting.
You know, it's a stupid question. I'm going to bet you what.
He's starting against the Burbank Viking Tiny Mites. That's going to be at John Muir Middle School.
Oh, shit.
That'll be played on Sunday.
Okay, cool.
So all that has to happen on this parlay is the Rams they can lose just
keep it within 72.
Within 72 points.
Within 72 points.
And then Brady Belichick and company are coming down to Burbank.
They're going to draw a
great crowd, by the way.
That's a road game. They're going east to west.
Yeah, they could be tired.
I don't know.
Right. And they're going to prepare for a squad they haven't faced, which is the Burbank Vikings.
No tape on them.
There's
no
a mighty, mighty,
yeah,
mighty,
so you
mighty
don't know
division.
Who they got. You don't know who they got.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't.
They're being real cagey with the quarterback situation. Mm-hmm. You know, they got
right. Yeah. So
you bet $1 and you can win $10,000.
Well, also, their starting quarterback may have the measles. So shit. He may
that's
not
right.
even
the teasel
play.
Season. Yeah. I forgot
that
about
his,
right.
Isn't that his bar mitzvah weekend?
And well, no. Oh, the shit. Sorry. Yes, and also the other guy who does the holding, although they can't kick the ball, so he's a backup
it's
quarterback
odd,
who's,
hold,
who's
yeah.
even hold.
It's weird.
He's with his nana,
okay.
who oh. lives. She's out in Fresno, so he may not be
okay,
back.
So he's
with his grandparents. Yeah. He stays every summer. Yeah. They start school a little later in Burbank right. at John Muir. And so anyway, those are factors.
Okay. All factors
but
in
again,
my decision.
They just have to be held to under 4 points.
Okay.
That's all. That's the over-under.
Hey.
If the Vikings make scores, well,
Adam, my gold sheet.
This sounds like a good bet.
Yeah, it's a good bet.
Yeah.
It's a good bet. You can't lose.
I can't lose.
You can't lose.
I'm going to put $1,000 on
you can't
this.
Lose. Oh, hold on. There's a third one.
Oh, yeah.
The third one's not an actual game.
Okay.
The third one just says Joe Coy places a bet. So all you got to do is go to the window and you can check that box right now.
Are you serious?
So those only three things need to happen.
Okay.
One of them we can eliminate before the weekend. Yeah. Just it says Joe Coy places a bet
that's
at
done.
Window.
That's I'm doing that right now.
We do that now and now we're down to the two.
Now we're just down back
that's
to the
still
two.
Still a three-team teaser.
Yeah, wait. Hold on, I'm writing stuff down.
You're totally in control
of
that bet.
What's the name of the middle school again?
John Muir.
John.
It's in Burbank.
Burbank.
All right, so I got it. That's all that has to happen.
All right. I got to go to the ATM real quick. This is,
yeah, you better.
I can't believe I'm the only one on this.
Go to the one at the strip club at the higher limit.
Okay, got that.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
And see.
They make it sound so easy.
I know, and it never works out. All right, Koechner is not around. I don't know. Been told his phone is broken.
Yeah, and he's not here. Hopefully he's not relying on GPS too much.
So,
you know what? We got to recap Drew's thing, which is...
Oh, yeah. We got Drew's thing to talk about. Joe Coy, plugs, you want to hang out? You got to go. I know it's been a long day.
Oh, whatever.
Hanging in?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe Coy, hang out. Take a quick break. We'll do some good sports, and we'll be back with the birthday recap, Drew's birthday, and Joe Coy right after that.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports here on Podcast One Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Ace, take it away.
BetOnline.ag. Football's here. I love the way. Let's say that one more time. Football's here. I love the way that sounds. Get in on all the action. College and NFL football. Don't wait. To make your online wagers, head to betonline.ag to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Use the promo code PODCAST1. Receive a 50% sign-up bonus today. That's PODCAST1 for 50% sign-up bonus. BetOnline.ag, exclusive partner, Podcast One Sportsnet. Huge matchup start and the opening weekend. It's no reason not to get in on some of this. It makes it that much more exciting. Get in on the action of today. Sign up today at betonline.ag. Use the promo code PODCAST1 for 50% bonus when you sign up. Take advantage of this incredible offer right now at betonline.ag. Your online sportsbook experts. Check.
Ace, good stuff. And by the way, let me say this to you. Do your old pal Dave a favor. Starting tomorrow, Thursday, season kickoff, we are starting a video show every week Thursday. I think it's 7 p.m. Eastern time that we're going to be streaming the Dave Damashek football program. Of course, you can always listen to it twice a week, in season and out. But we're going special on NFL.com. We're going to be streaming the video show. At least at the start of the season, maybe all the way through the Super Bowl. So anyway, that's good times for us. Ace, I had the big kick out last night. We talked about it on Monday's show in fantasy football. And I just wanted to let you in on the bones. I'm not going to go into all the details, videos. I don't want to get in the way of any videos. You know, Sal shoots it. I shoot it. Simmons, everybody's shooting the thing. I don't want to ruin anybody's big surprises
what
there.
What floor of Kimmel's are you guys on? You on the top floor?
Yeah, we'll be up. We were up, up on the third floor outside Kimmel's office there.
Yes, okay. We used to watch football way back in the day.
Yep, yeah.
So far back in the day.
It's right around the writer's table and everything else. A lot of good times up there. This was good times as well. You know the guy Mark Garagos, the high-profile attorney ace?
Sure.
Do the program with him?
Sure.
He was kind enough to do a little, of course, Reasonable Doubt. Gary helped us out here with this a little bit. Talk about producing ace.
Mm-hmm.
Garagos and Garagos, a legal document. Blood Fantasy League regarding league expulsion agreement. Gentlemen, writes Mark Garagos, this law firm represents Dave Damashek with respect to his membership in the Blood Fantasy League. As you are aware, Mr. Damashek is the winner of this year's Fantasy League tournament, and therefore he has the discretion to expel one member from the league, prohibiting that member from participating in next year's tournament. We propose a formal arrangement on behalf of Mr. Damashek, wherein any member agreeing to sign the attached agreement to not prohibit the Cool Cats and Mr. Damashek from participating in the Blood Fantasy League at any point for a period of 5 years.
Wow.
Then Mr. Damashek will agree not to expel you from next year's league. Please feel free to contact me with any questions. Yours very truly, Mark Garagos.
So you got a legal document drafted up by Mark Garagos.
That's the best, right?
Right. So now...
I can't say anything more about who signed it and who didn't.
Right. Now, but now... I guess if everyone signs it, we're back to zero again, right?
Well, yes, but perhaps it wasn't offered to everybody. Perhaps the the chance to sign wasn't presented.
This is much bigger than that Kaepernick case, right?
I mean, I don't even know what that's about. I haven't been paying attention to the news.
Only because I know Mark and we speak off the air.
Okay. All right. Well, good. That's interesting stuff.
Wow. I love that you formalized
it. Do you think that's a good idea? Do you think that worked out well? We'll see. I'm anxious for you to hear the results of how raw some people are. And
listen, it's like Baby Doll says, you got to paper the deal.
He would say something like that. Mm-hmm. All right, Ace. Hey, do you want to make a quick quick Super Bowl prediction, or do you not care? Or do you just let it wash over you?
Let's go. You do it.
All right. We talked about it on this show a few weeks back, and I'm going to do it for many reasons. First of all, Wade Phillips, the defensive coordinator of the LA Rams, I don't know if you noticed this a few days back. We're really gaining steam with this Wade Phillips dresses like Bum Phillips when the Rams wear their throwback uniforms at some point this season.
Are we?
You signed off on it. That really moved it forward. Mm. A couple other people chimed in as well. People of high profile.
For those of you who don't get the Bum Phillips reference,
sorry, yes.
Let me just clear it up for the younger people. He dressed like McLeod. Would that work?
That's
good. Are we more confused?
Everybody's up to speed now.
Okay.
Dylan back there. He's like, oh, now
he was
a
New York cop who rode a horse. And not a cop horse. You know what I mean? Like, he was like a Montana sheriff who moved to the big city. Remember, every theme was generally about this fish out of water thing? Like, he's a Hollywood doctor. Got dropped off in the middle of Mississippi.
How's he going to make it there? They have their own set of rules. Right. They don't care much for his book learning.
Yeah. Find me a picture of McLeod.
Yes, Bum Phillips wore a legitimate 10-gallon hat. It was not just a run-of-the-mill cowboy hat. It was a full-on, big, tall, white cowboy hat. And then he would wear his boots, and when the weather would get cool, he would wear that, like, leathery... What do you call that? I don't know.
It's almost a duster, but it had a fur lining, and collar to it.
Yeah, exactly. That white collar, kind of thing.
As much animal as you could use, you know what I mean? Like, hey, we had to kill a cow for this jacket. Not enough. I want you to rape a sheep. Look at McLeod.
And as it happens, he's wearing the jacket we're talking about there. Yeah, that thing is...
I know it's been said many times, but if Bum Phillips got AIDS, he would be McLeod.
Don't steal other people's jokes,
I'm
Ace.
It's
been so... It now belongs to society. So many people
always,
said it.
I always give John Stewart credit.
I like that you're right about that jacket. It isn't just one beast. It's like part cow, part sheep.
Yeah.
They blended them together.
I want cows to die. And sheep to freeze. Now I need a piece of apparel that reflects that.
And then we'll have a delicious celebratory dinner of lamb and...
That's right.
Wade Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
has now liked that tweet. He's favored.
He has.
It. Yes. So he's aware, and he's become a follower of mine on Twitter.
Well, let's get, only the throwback uniform.
Yeah, he doesn't know, like, I want to turn him into some bit. I want him to do it, to line up with his team. His players are wearing the throwback. The least he could do is do the same.
Now, Wade Phillips already reminds me. You got to find a good picture. You ready? Gary, some work for you. Wade Phillips and the high guy man from Far Out Space Nuts, Chuck McCann, famous comedic actor from the 60s and 70s of Chuck McCann. We'll see if that's
I think I know who you're talking about.
And high guy.
Anyway, about that? I'm going to give you my I really like the Green Bay Packers in the NFC. I really like the Atlanta Falcons. But your representative in Atlanta for Super Bowl 53, the Los Angeles Rams.
I like the way that sounds.
Isn't that fun?
By the way, for those of you who want to hear a bunch of breaking news on this whole Kaepernick thing, you can check out the latest Reasonable Doubt. Mark called in, and he was under a gag order, much like he was with you and your fairy tale football draft, but now he can speak finally.
Well, once we get through, the dust settles a little bit, well, I'll give you some more details here on how the whole fantasy thing worked out, and I'll give you my AFC pick though. But for now, Ace, let's cut it off there, and we'll also hear Ace Carolla's 2018 picks. For now, Good Sports Podcast One Sports out.